Hello, everyone. Welcome to 5 Minutes with God. I'm Prophetess Lou. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to study Colossians 3, 1 through 3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, which is Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. We have to seek the things above, and sometimes that's hard to do, because we are seeking everything else but that. More money, love, vacation, peace, quietness, stuff of that nature. But we must seek the things above, because that's what's going to give us peace. That's what's going to give us, that's going to fill us with joy. Because the things here can do that for a little while. It can only make us content for a little while. When I was in the world, I would do everything I can to find quietness. I go to the library, coffee shop. Sometimes I would just sit in the closet because my mind will be racing and feel like it's racing 1,000 miles per hour. But what my mind wanted was Christ. I couldn't give my mind what it needed. I tried to drink and do everything to make everything around me silence, and silence will just escape me. But when we set our mind on things above, we will find the peace. And some days we will miss the mark to pray, miss the mark to read our word, miss the mark to praise him. Because let's face it, it's life. But if you truly love someone or something, you make time. And if you love God, you dwell with him. Sometimes you don't have to say a word. We can sit in peace and he will be right there with us. John 16:33, I have said these things to you that in me you have peace and in the world you have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus tells us, you will have bad days. You will have moments where you're frustrated and you're angry, but remember, I have overcome the world. Don't let this world get to you. Don't let it bother you. We can't let the things here bother us. And Paul tells us everything here is monetary. Don't let it drag you down. And we can't, because the moment we do this, we will find ourselves depressed or bitter or etc. And it's okay not to be okay, but seek God so he can help you through the pain and suffering and bitterness. But bitterness and other ways and other spirits will sneak up on you anytime if you give it power. That's why when we see that we are feeling a certain way, feeling a certain emotion, we need to place our mind on things above, on God. Think about his greatness and his love and what he has for you. Colossians 3:5, therefore put to death your members where are on the earth, fornication, unclean, passion, evil deeds, and covetousness, and which is idolatry. When we sin, we are opening doorways for us to feel certain ways, to feel depressed, to feel isolated. And the reason why we feel isolated is because we stepped out of the path we were heading on and heading the other way. Because we want so much peace, we want so much things, we want it quickly. We shouldn't want to fornicate. We do things to have us to have that temporary peace, like fornication, unclean things. We have passion for things we shouldn't. We have desires for things we shouldn't. We have desires for moments that we shouldn't, because we have left the presence of God and we don't dwell in his presence. And when we place our mind on things of God, we are dwelling with God. And when we dwell in his presence, sin dies. The desire to sin dies. We start to want to please him more. It's changed to display him. That's why it's important we pray. We have prayer sessions with God and praise sessions with God. And we're no longer having other sessions and the sessions of flesh, but we have sessions with our Father. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Father God, help us to have good sessions with you. Help us to seek you and for peace. Seek you for comfort, not this world, Father God. Help us not to seek fornication and evil desires and passion. Help us not to desire what other people have. But Father God, help us desire the things that you have for us. Father God, we thank you and give you praise, glory, and honor for everything you have done for us, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to help us to be what you have called us to be. Help us to display you. Help us not to display what we want to do, our desires and our will, but help us to display the love that you have for us on the outside so other people can see your good works. Father God, forgive us of any sins we've done. We thank you for the favor you've given us and the blessings you've given us, Father God. We thank you for watching over our family, Father God. We thank you for giving us peace in our mind, Father God. Every day we seek you for peace and other things, but Father God, we thank you and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.